Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop scores. Moore moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Wahlberg covering. Safe. Fonseca scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Sullivan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball towards left field. Fonseca fields the ball and throws to short. Appling drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Appling. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiland takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Blue reaches second base with a double. Moore throws the ball into McNair, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling scores. Grubb scores. Weiland goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore is hit by the pitch. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Pat Carraway now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. Moore scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jim Moore now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grube hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Grube reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Athletics. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Jim Moore. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Wahlberg covering. Safe. Grube scores. It's 10-7, Athletics. Bill Norman pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norman scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9 Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-9, Athletics. Grant Bowler now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Bishop, and into shallow right field. Bowler reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Grubb moves to third. It's 13-10, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb scores. Bowler moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-11, Athletics. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bowler scores. It's 13-12, Athletics. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 12. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bowler. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Miller reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 14-12, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 15-12, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox 12. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox 12. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Grant Bowler. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Whatwood moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Blue is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 12. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.